This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
The most recent count, over 5,200 patients were in the hospital with COVID-19. Illinois' unemployment rate is down again for the month, but the state's rate still lags behind the national average. The Illinois Department of Employment Security reports Illinois' unemployment rate fell 0.4% to 5.3%. The national average for December is 3.9%. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Russia says it has great concern. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, as the U.S. sends Ukraine more weapons and military aid and...
The U.S. has put 8,500 troops on heightened alert. They will be deployed to Eastern Europe in the event of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Administration officials continue to insist there are no plans for U.S. combat troops on the ground in Ukraine.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kiev. There's a new Omicron COVID sub-variant being studied after being detected in Washington State. This says Pfizer starts a study comparing its original COVID vaccine to doses tweaked to target the Omicron variant to see if that change is needed to its shot to offer better protection. A New York judge has overturned a statewide indoor mask mandate, calling it an overreach by the governor, who vows to appeal.
The New York State Education Department also reacting, issuing a statement that all schools must continue to follow the mask rule until the appeal process is completed.
Fox's Laura Engel, a step forward in another Trump investigation, this time in Georgia.
An investigation could be underway this year into possible election fraud in Georgia, but it would be former President Trump and his lawyer Rudy Giuliani who would be the target. The state prosecutor in Atlanta, Democrat Fannie Williams, is now impaneling a special grand jury to investigate whether the former president violated the law during a phone call after the 2020 election with Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, in which Raffensperger claims the president was pressuring him to change the state's election results. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The former president often clashed with reporters he didn't like. President Biden did the same yesterday after Fox's Peter Ducey asked about inflation. The president called him a stupid SOB, and then the president placed a phone call to Ducey saying, "It's nothing personal, pal."
I made sure to tell him that I'm always going to try to ask something different than what everybody else is asking. And he said, "You've got to."
America's listening to Fox News.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Why does Walgreens offer copays as low as $0 and 90-day refills? Because we care about Medicare, so you don't have to. I mean, do you really care to hear me go on about same-day prescription delivery making your life easier? Or how there's a pharmacy expert available 24/7 and one-click refills? Well, I just did anyways. Fill your Medicare prescriptions with Walgreens and save.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com/Medicare for complete details.
As the U.S., Russia, and Ukraine drama plays out overseas, Congress doesn't want to be left out of the discussions. The Democratic leaders of the House and Senate, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, are requesting a briefing from the Biden administration. Two lawmakers could be in trouble in the House.
A new report from the Office of Congressional Ethics says Democratic Congresswoman Marie Newman of Illinois may have broken the law when she promised federal employment to a political opponent. Another report says Republican Doug Lamborn of Colorado misused official resources. The Denver Post says he would ask staffers to run personal errands and even had them polish up his son's resume when he applied for a job at the Pentagon. The reports are now up for review by the House Ethics Committee. It'll be up to the committee to decide if the lawmakers may be punished. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
A New York City police officer remains in critical condition after being shot Friday, responding to a domestic disturbance with another officer who was killed. The gunman, shot by a third officer, died of his injuries yesterday. There's been an arrest in Tennessee and the death of a sheriff's deputy found shot to death in a burning home Sunday night after she did not report for work. In Houston, Texas, they're searching a third day for the gunman who killed a deputy constable at a traffic stop. Harris County Constable Ted Heap tells Fox,
"I've lived this for almost going on four decades. I have seen I've seen our communities change. I've seen the disregard for human life and how that has become more prevalent.
On Wall Street, stock futures down big, more than 300 points for the Dow. After yesterday's wild ride, the Dow was down over 1,000 points and then rallied back up and closed with a 99-point gain. That snapped a six-day losing streak. The Nasdaq gained 86. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Do you need something delivered? Do you need something picked up?
What can Del Brown Services do for you?
Are mom and dad downsizing and you just can't fit that item in your car? For over 10 years, we've been providing quality services to Central Illinois. Call Del Brown Services at 217-521-9495. That's 217-521-9495. What can Del Brown Services do for you?
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of only 20, wind chill values as low as negative 7. Tonight's mostly clear with a low around negative 1. Wind chill values could get as low as negative 14. For Wednesday, sunny with a high of 18, but wind chill values down around negative 14 as well. And for Thursday, mostly cloudy, high near 36. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 9 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:06, and this look at your weather brought to you by Del Brown Services. What can Del Brown Services do for you?
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, January 25th edition of Buyers and Company. Christie Brinkley broke Instagram a couple of days ago with a side-by-side bikini shot of her 50 years ago and at the age of 67. Next.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You know, there are just moments in time where you have like an age gut check. One of those, we've talked about Joe Montana. You don't think about like Christie Brinkley that way. Maybe the first really famous supermodel.
Joe Montana, the guy from the Skechers commercials.
Yeah, that guy. you know, it's good for, that's a good brand for him. I still don't understand Tony Romo's connection with that. He's too young.
Also, the starter hat that he was wearing.
Yeah. I know he was getting some grief about being too excited on air. I think he's really good on TV. I mean, he is fun to listen to.
I enjoy him more than anybody in football.
Yeah, absolutely. The Skechers thing works for Montana, not for Romo. Romo's got to get a little more hip than that. So, Christie Brinkley put a side-by-side picture up talking about working with Sports Illustrated for 50 years. And I didn't realize, I mean, of course it makes sense just math-wise. Christie Brinkley's 67 years old. Let me rephrase that. Most of Christie Brinkley is 67 years old. But this picture is unbelievable.
Yeah, it is unbelievable.
I mean, you think about 67 today. I mean, and good for her. And her Instagram account is the thing, it is the account to sort of be jealous of, right? I mean, she seems to be like living her best life in full color, in beautiful surroundings and settings, and she's still very fabulous.
Yeah, she's doing great.
Good for her. That doesn't inspire like jealousy or anger for me. That I always just think, good for you. And who was the first? I mean, she clearly wasn't the first supermodel. But she seems to be, in my memory, the first one to hit that mega level, right? Part of that was Billy Joel and Uptown Girl. And, I mean, there was the whole kind of thing, right?
Yeah, that's a little before my time. I wouldn't know the lineage.
Ow, ow, ow.
I remember Uptown Girl, and I remember that, but I didn't know what it was like before that.
I'm just trying to think, like, there was Cindy Crawford. Mm-hmm. I don't... But Christie Brinkley was as big as it gets.
Right. First time I noticed supermodels being big in the world in that way was Cindy Crawford in the Just One Look Pepsi commercial.
Okay. Lauren Hutton was before both of them. She had the famous sort of gap in her teeth, mm-hmm. and then she got into acting, into movies. You know, I was just looking at Elle Fashion, you know, like one of the big fashion magazines, and they had like their top 25 supermodels of all time. I don't know where all of that lands, and it's like sports. It's so subjective. But Christie Brinkley's certainly on the list.
Oh, locked in.
And Cindy Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine Tyra Banks, right?
For sure.
Yeah. Kate Upton. You know, there's a number of them over the years. So I remember when it was this collision of Christie Brinkley and Billy Joel. And many people thought that was sort of the downside of both of their careers. The whole Uptown Girl was incredibly cheesy, you know, for Billy Joel music at the time. The video was terrible. I mean, it was just like cringe factor, right?
Right.
She wasn't a great dancer. And, you know, he was playing like this sort of, I don't know, Laverne and Shirley character, you know, in the video.
I honestly think that video and maybe a couple other songs turned me off to Billy Joel.
I completely understand why.
I know he's talented. I know he's an all-time great. I know his shows are legendary.
Yeah.
But some of that disposable music he made.
Listen, and I completely understand. If that was your introduction to Billy Joel, then I understand. And for many of us, it was like, what happened to you?
We didn't start the fire.
I still say go back to Songs in the Attic. You know, I can point you in the right direction. That was the aberration. And that was it seems like there is this thing, you know, because Springsteen did this too, you know, at a certain time, got married to a model. It was like there was this formula.
Right.
And maybe it was just because they had similar worlds, you know, and lifestyles and, you know, like it was a careers that could sort of identify with each other. Rock stars and models have always been a thing. Springsteen luckily said that and then got rid of that and married the musician that he's been married to, you know, forever. But that whole Billy Joel, Christie Brinkley thing was kind of a disaster, thanks to MTV. But man, does she look fantastic at 67. If that does not redefine what 67 in life looks like, I don't know what does.
Yeah, she looks amazing. She looks great. She looks vibrant, too. I mean,
she looks happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her Instagram account is very, very happy. And the crazy thing is, it's like, you know, I still to this day, it seems a little weird to me connecting with like famous people on social media. I mean, that you get a little peek inside their life or what they decide to show you inside their life, no matter how big they are.
Right. And there, a lot of them are doing it with podcasts now, too, where you can sit and listen to them talk and cover some topics and actually get into, you know, some details of things that you only knew at a surface level. Pretty cool.
Yeah, and some of them are just as shallow as you think they are,
uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Some you go, wow, it's an actual person.
Right.
And they're all actual people.
Right.
I mean, you could be a supermodel for 50 years, and you're still a person. She looks like she leads a fabulous, happy life, and that makes me happy because yeah. I'd like to purge that whole Uptown Girl thing out of my entire memory banks.
Man, I do
that didn't work for anyone.
I did not like that song.
It's a terrible song, and it was a worst video. I mean, as bad as the song is, the video was even more cringy.
I just don't like Billy Joel because of it. And We Didn't Start the Fire. Oh, man.
What?
Songs just get stuck in my head, and they're just not good. He's really corny and cheesy. But he's got the chops to be, you know, one of the top in the world.
Well, but you see, you're taking like one little sliver of time.
He put it out there and cashed the checks.
I don't disagree with that, but you're acting like you can't access the other stuff.
I'm saying I don't want to.
Okay, well, that's your
It's like you see a floaty in the drink. Sure, you can drink the rest of it.
That is your own stubbornness. That's my friend.
I could take the fly out of my Dr. Pepper and drink the rest, but
that's not,
I don't want
to. No. If you went back, I'm telling you, I'm giving you good advice.
I know he does.
Go back to Songs in the Attic. Okay. When we talk about electric cars, I don't know if you saw the Lamborghini story yesterday.
Not one yesterday.
They are getting out of the combustible engine business. Lamborghinis. Oh,
okay. Yeah, I didn't know that was official yesterday. That's
I read the story yesterday. Okay. The very name that is synonymous with like Ferrari or Porsche, big engine, fast, gas guzzling, crazy expensive cars.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What does this mean to you?
It means three letters to me. Duh. This is coming down all the pipes. It's all coming. So just check them off the list. The list exists of those that are have gotten rid of combustible and those that are going to. That's
all right.
It.
Now, when I heard Lamborghini, I mean, I would have assumed, and I don't know really anything about the company other than that. I just this would not surprise me if they were like the last holdout to not do this. That's why I kind of found it. I mean, everything about their whole car line is over the top. You can't afford this. This is crazy. We don't care about anything.
There's two things that go along with that tells me why this is absolutely legit. One, the electric cars have so much torque and can get up and go so fast that they're not going to have to really sacrifice on that front.
But it's not just the speed, you know.
I know. I understand that. The second thing is, they've pushed the look of their car to be so futuristic and modern that they've been selling that too. And then thirdly, and most importantly, the price tags aren't going to go down. They're likely going to go up.
Right.
So, I mean, they don't really lose anything other than the... That's all they lose.
Okay, but that's a big part of it.
Was.
I mean, for buyers. Mm-hmm. I if you're going to buy a Tesla for X that will go just as fast as a Lamborghini for Y, to me, the electric, going electric is going to, I think, take the wind out of some of these overpriced cars.
I don't agree. I think it'll just transfer over.
Okay.
Because electric cars aren't, the premium electric cars are not cheap yet. So this is,
well, when you say that, what's a Tesla? I mean, if I want to buy a Tesla tomorrow, what are we talking
the
about?
The cheapest one that you can get off the line is $35,000.
Okay.
The same model car has cars available at $70,000 sticker price for the same car. So we're talking about you can single it or double it. And a lot of the other ones are $100,000 plus. I mean, so you're talking about. They're not. You can go get a Nissan Leaf or a Chevy Volt for $19,000, $21,000,
mm-hmm.
But the ones that have brand, recognition or I guess the it factor, are the cheapest ticket to the dance is $35,000.
Okay, and a Lamborghini, the cheapest ticket is $208,000.
Correct.
Yep. I mean, as it exists mm-hmm. today, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, to me, there is a separation level between those kinds of brands. I mean, because I had that Tesla that we had from Bob Brady. That's as fast as any car I've ever been in.
And that's a $50,000 or $60,000 car.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Versus a $200,000 and you can go up to $327,000.
Absolutely.
For a Lamborghini. So I think what they've sold over the years, whether it's Aston Martin or Lamborghini or the higher end Ferraris, Porsche really never has been in that mm-hmm. sort of level, is that, the engine is a big part of that sale. For gearheads, for car enthusiasts.
Yeah. And those will still be collectible and things like that. But I think that there are a lot of gearheads that are interested in these new platforms.
They may be. You may very well be right. I think it's smart that they're doing this. I think they lose some of their allure a little bit. It doesn't mean that they're not smart to do it.
I totally can see your perspective, and it's valid. I'm 100% in the other camp. I think they are going to make more money. And I think they're going to charge more, and I think they're going to have the same, if not renewed, success.
All right, maybe.
That's just, I mean.
Their cheapest model is $211,321.
I know. If I knew how to drive a stick and was not, and had more money.
Yeah, I'm not even fond of the looks.
I love them.
Do you really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, certain models I think look unbelievable. Some of them are a little ridiculous, but some of them look so good.
Is it a Urus? U-R-U-S?
Mm-hmm.
What a dumb name. I mean, it's not even a cool name.
Yeah, that one's not the best.
That's their cheapest model.
Right.
Well, they say they're going to go all electric by 2024.
Wow. That's a little quicker than I thought.
Yeah.
But it's all coming.
No, you're right. I'm not disagreeing with you at all on that. I've crossed that threshold. Mm-hmm. I feel like if your whole thing was to sell you this gigantic engine in this unbelievable Italian sports car for 100 years, you're going to have to. I mean, that is going to change the market a little bit.
That's only part of it. For those that are buying the meat of it, they're going to have to learn to adjust or find something else. But the ones that are buying the outside, the leather, the heads up display, all that sort of stuff, mm-hmm. They're not going to miss a beat.
They might not. I just think the way we value automobiles is going to change mm-hmm. because I can get all of what you just described for $60,000.
You can't, though.
Yeah, you really can't.
No, you can't.
Nick, I'm old enough to remember that there was gigantic differences between an inexpensive car and an expensive car, and that has all been democratized.
If you get inside a $250,000 car, as nice as mine is or any 99% of the ones in Decatur are, it is a completely.
Tell me what differentiates it. What makes it worth $260,000?
Well, I can't say what it's because I don't have. It's not worth it to me. I can't afford that. But you get in there. There are. It's a handcrafted leather dash. It is the materials that they're using. It's the cockpit feel of it. It's the.
Yeah, but can you not today get a lot more of
yes.
that
oh.
than ever before
yeah.
at a fraction of the price? And for 99% of the population, mm-hmm. and maybe that's all they're selling to is the 1%, they probably are, that's good enough.
Yeah, exactly right. You're right, and it will be continue to be good enough. It's just going to be electric.
Oh, yeah, look at what Mercedes is doing, which compared to a Lamborghini is a bargain.
It absolutely is. But they have $150,000, $200,000 cars, too.
Yeah, that's not what the bulk of what they're selling.
Mm-mm.
Whereas Lamborghini has one note.
They sure do. Yeah, I mean, I think you're on to something.
I don't know how much they sell. I don't know how many Lamborghinis are sold every year. I mean, it's probably a surprisingly small number.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, like rolling off the factory.
I don't know the answer to that. I've been in them. And they are, man, they're ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it feels like, hey, my car's nice, whatever it was that I rode up here in, but this is something else.
Yeah, it's why there's always going to be a market for $160 million homes, but yep. most people are never going to do that.
Exactly right.
Yeah. All right. By the way, I did have a very interesting article that I read yesterday about what it takes to earn to be the top 1% or the top 5% in salaries by state. And I don't know what you conjure up in your head when I say that, but these numbers look very different to me than I would have thought they were.
I don't quite understand.
Like, if in the state of Illinois, how much money it takes to make for you to be in the 1 percentile of income levels.
Okay, how rich is the
1%? Or the 5%.
Okay.
And it differs vastly state by state, you know.
Right.
And it was fascinating to me.
Yeah, I'm curious about that.
All right, I'll give you the answer for Illinois, and maybe we'll take a little trip around the neighboring states since we've got folks over in Newhoff, Indiana. We'll see what it is over there on the other side of the break. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Stay tuned.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 20, wind chill values between negative 7 and 3. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around negative 1. Wind chill values will get as low as negative 14. Then for Wednesday, sunny with a high of 18. Wind chill values back down to negative 14. Thursday, wind not as much a factor, mostly cloudy and a bit warmer with a high near 36. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 9 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:23. And this look at your weather brought to you by Moroa Lumber Company. Quality materials, trusted knowledge, and expertise.
Moroa Lumber has been family-owned and operated for over 65 years. At Moroa Lumber, we carry an extensive line of high-performing building materials with brands like Anderson Windows and Patio Doors, Therma-True Entry Doors, TimberTech Composite Decking, and CHI Overhead Doors. We also carry dimensional and treated lumber, Pratt & Lambert paint, and so much more. And don't forget about our rental department, featuring clean, well-maintained equipment with flexible rental hours. For any project, large or small, Moroa Lumber can help you get the job done. Give us a call, 217-794-2226.
It's a high fly ball, deep right center field. That's back at the wall, and it's a goner!
This is Cardinals broadcaster John Rooney. Soon enough, the boys of summer will be back on the fields of Jupiter, Florida. Spring training 2022. It'll be another season of the home runs, the hits, and the unforgettable moments. We will have it all covered for you, and we'll be with you from the first pitch to the final out right here on the Cardinals Radio Network.
St. Louis Cardinal Baseball returns February 26th on WSOY.
Cataracts affect 50% of adults between 65 and 74, and the effects can start as early as age 55. Cataracts may be common, but that doesn't mean they can't be corrected. At Gailey Eye Clinic, we understand that every eye is slightly different in size, depth, and curvature. That's why we offer a customized, tailored treatment just for you. See the world clearly, the way it was meant to be. Schedule a consultation for cataract surgery at GaileyEyeClinic.com. Gailey Eye Clinic, focused on you.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
All right, if you had to guess the state who had the top highest one percentile of earners as far as the dollar amount, you know, here's what it takes to make a year to be in the top 1% earners in your state. If you had to guess which state was at the very top of that list, what would you guess?
One quick question. Do the billionaires throw this out of whack, maybe?
Of course they do.
Okay, then I would guess Texas.
They're way down the list.
Seriously?
Yep.
California?
Nope.
South Dakota?
Nope.
Then I got nothing.
Connecticut.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What you say, oh, yeah, what does that
mean?
A
lot of rich people in Connecticut.
Well, okay, the average top, the top 1% income threshold, meaning if you want to be in the top 1 percentile, you need to make a minimum of $896,490 a year. In the state of Connecticut, puts you in the top 1 percentile of earners. $311,589 a year to be in the top 5%. Okay? So lower numbers than I would have guessed.
I would have thought it'd be over a million.
But that's, I think, just taking everybody in. And Connecticut's a very small place, right? Massachusetts is next. New York is third. I would have guessed New York at the top.
New York?
Yeah. It's still the I mean.
Center. It's, yeah. It's our biggest city.
I mean, it's Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
But New York, the top 1% threshold is $777,000.
Hmm.
And so Illinois comes in about 7th or 8th. To be in the top 1 percentile here, you got to make $627,329. $250,000 will put you in the top 5%.
Wow.
Here in the state of Illinois. Florida comes in after Illinois, then Texas. Texas is $594,000 to get in the top 1 percentile.
Wow.
Now, Texas has a lot of population.
Mm-hmm.
Connecticut, smaller, right?
Yeah.
But Connecticut, clearly a wealthy state.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to Virginia, Wyoming, Minnesota, New Hampshire, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Utah, Oregon, North Carolina, South Dakota, Arizona, Kansas, Rhode Island, Tennessee, Alaska, Delaware, Nebraska, Michigan, and I'm going like way down the list going, well, wait a minute, Hawaii?
California?
Hawaii's way down the list. How expensive it is to live in Hawaii?
Right.
$453,000 will put you in the top 1%, $212,000 in the top 5%. Indiana, $437,000, I mean, almost $200,000 less than Illinois to put you in the top 1% top.
Wow.
Just a few miles.
Right.
And at the very bottom, West Virginia.
Where's California? Missouri.
Missouri was awfully low, too. Hang on a second. I'm scrolling through the list. Missouri, 470 in the top one, 202 puts you in the top five.
Is that like, what, 30th or something?
Something like that, okay. Yeah. I'm still, I think I just skipped over California somewhere along the way here. Hang on. I know this isn't great radio. It's a very long list. California, $745,000 in the top 1 percentile, top 5 at 291. They're right behind New Jersey and New York.
It's like 20. Oh, no. New York was high, right?
New York was higher.
Okay.
New Jersey was higher.
Hmm.
So all that.
New York adjacent.
All that sort of blue-collar Bruce Springsteen stuff.
Waste management.
Yeah, you're not making that at the Stone Pony, my friend.
Wowzers. Okay. That's so interesting.
It is. It's fascinating to me because it's the stereotypes you have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, population is going to drive a lot of this, but not all of it. Connecticut's a tiny place.
Right.
But yeah. Some of the other, like Rhode Island and other places that are similar, are not nearly as high. So Connecticut's clearly a place where a lot of wealthy people live.
That's a cool study.
It is a cool study. That was from CNBC.com. We're going to take a break for bottom of the hour stories and news. We get back here, Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Man, do we have a lot to get to here today. We're only halfway through. Dale Coley and a little later today, the Community Foundation. We'll be back with more right after this. Don't go anywhere.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. As you're trying to stay warm this winter, the Illinois State Fire Marshal's Office has a few safety tips to keep in mind. There are plenty of hazards when it comes to heating your home, so it's important to stay on top of things, like having your furnace serviced regularly, says Fire Marshal spokesperson J.C. Foltz. Another concern is carbon monoxide poisoning, so Foltz says you should install and check CO detectors regularly. For the first time this year, drivers looking to receive services in person at Illinois Secretary of State's offices will have the option again starting on Monday. The offices where drivers can renew their licenses, get updated ID cards, or get a variety of services were closed for the New Year holiday. But the agency announced they'd be closed for 2 weeks and extended that by a week out of concern of increased COVID-19 cases. Despite being scheduled to head back to Springfield this week, the Illinois House has canceled. A statement from the House Speaker's office said, "With cautious optimism, COVID-19 has peaked. The House will return the following week." For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Russian government says the Biden administration is escalating tension by announcing the readiness of 8,500 troops to go to Eastern Europe in response to Russian troops on Ukraine's border.
They're not leaving the United States today or in the imminent future, but we want to make sure that they're ready in case they're asked.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby on Fox. A Navy jet crashes into the deck of the USS Carl Vinson in the South China Sea. The pilot, who ejected, and six sailors on deck are hurt. Neil Young writes on his website he wants his music taken off Spotify.
I've been a miner for a heart of gold.
He claims the streaming service is distributing false COVID information and anti-vaccine rhetoric through his partnership with Joe Rogan and his podcast. Rolling Stone reports that Young wrote in the since-deleted message, they can have Rogan or Young, not both.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. America's listening to Fox News.
Bob Brady announces the end of the tax cap on trades. Get to Bob Brady now to get the full sales tax deduction on your trade.
You could save big.
As of January 1st, the state of Illinois has removed the trade-in reduction cap. Get to Bob Brady now to take advantage of this additional tax savings. But maybe you don't want to trade. Maybe you just want to sell.
Let Brady buy it.
The automotive experts at Bob Brady are ready to buy your car. It's easy. Just bring it in. With most vehicles, we can make an offer your first visit. Bring your title or loan papers and get ready to get paid. We do the paperwork.
Even if you don't buy one of ours, we'll buy yours.
Get true NADA book values and top dollar. Not running? No problem. We bid non-working vehicles too. Don't let it sit there in your garage or driveway. This winter, ditch the eyesore and stop paying license and insurance.
At both locations.
The Bob Brady Auto Mall just off I-72 at exit 144 in Decatur, or Bob Brady Buick GMC at exit 141 in Forsyth.
Take charge of the years ahead with a smart, sound investment strategy and business succession plan. UC Bank's business and wealth management experts help you envision your best future with powerful insights and proven strategies. Building business and growing wealth since 1868, UC Bank, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini, member FDIC.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high near 20, wind chill values as low as negative 7, and tonight mostly clear with a low around negative 1, wind chill values all the way down to negative 14. For Wednesday, sunny with a high of 18, and those wind chill values back down to negative 14. And for Thursday, mostly cloudy, a high of 36. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 9 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. Each and every weekday morning, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, let's start with the Illini. All right, why did I just know I'm going to do this? Put him on hold. I can talk to him, but he can't hear us. This is why this is a terrible idea to do this live.
Mark, are you there?
Okay.
We got to reconnect the call.
Okay, let's do that. Why did we... never mind. Let's do this. We'll take a quick two-minute break. I don't know what this means. Are we going to Mark or not going to Mark? Are you there, Mark? No, he's not. We'll take a two-minute break. We'll come back here and do this thing. Stay tuned.
Need your car repaired. When you need new or used tires, Shamierthong Green Switch Road in Decatur is your one-stop shop. When you need repairs, towing, or tires on your fleet, you can count on Shaner's on Green Switch Road in Decatur. For complete professional towing, auto repairs, and a great selection of new and used tires, you can depend on Shaner's at 3696 Green Switch Road in Decatur. Tell them Shaner sent ya!
Stay up to date on the latest stories, sports, weather, community information, and events with NowDecatur.com. Now Decatur's podcast section is the easiest way to enjoy your favorite local shows on your time. Miss a high school basketball game? Play-by-play podcasts are also available on the podcast page. While you're there, sign up for the Refresh, the best of Now Decatur straight to your inbox. And be sure to sign up for text alerts. It's all at NowDecatur.com.
Nobody asked us, but youth-led dialogue is more important than ever because youth are the future. I'm Brandon Condritz.
And I'm Lexi Jones.
And we're with Young Leaders in Action,
a group of high school students dedicated to improving Macon County. Join us for Nobody Asked Us,
a podcast of youth-led conversations where we talk about issues facing youth today.
From our perspective, you can find Nobody Asked Us on NowDecatur.com or anywhere you get your podcast.
So listen up and help us build a better tomorrow, even though nobody asked us.
This podcast is proudly presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested, member FDIC.
All right, we'll try this one last time, and my apologies. Mark, are you there?
I am here.
All right, fantastic. Let's start with the Illini.
Well, they play Michigan State tonight, State Farm Center, 6 o'clock, a game you can listen to here on WSOY. Michigan State's at the top of the Big Ten standings right now. They're coming off a very impressive win at Wisconsin. They're shooting the ball well, shooting twos, shooting threes. But the question in the game is, who is healthy for the Illini? Because Brad Underwood wouldn't say or didn't say yesterday about Kofi Coburn's status. He missed the last game in concussion protocol. I expect him to play, but I can't assure you that that will be the case. Andre Curbelo has the flu. I think he will play, but how much and how effectively? Trent Frazier did not practice prior to the Maryland game because of an injury sustained in a fall in the Purdue game. It's either leg, knee, or ankle. I think he'll play, but how much and how effectively? So, I mean, all of those things are really uncertainties in the game. 6 o'clock tonight with Michigan State. And a quick Io update. Io DeSumo of the Bulls has been in their starting lineup lately. They've had a rash of injuries, some of them pretty serious. But last night, Billy Donovan made the decision to move him to starting point guard, and he responded with a career-high 24 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists. He made his first 9 field goals without a miss, including a 50-footer to end the third quarter. Was 4 of 6 from threes, and the Bulls beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. He's really become a vital part of the Bulls makeup and a hugely popular one with Bulls fans as well. So interesting situation with him starting at point guard. I did not think we would get to see that.
Yeah, it's very cool. Very, very cool. All right, on the other side of the break, Brady and Rodgers, what's going to happen in the future there with the NFL? This Look at Tupper on Sports brought to you by First National Bank, the quality bank, now open in downtown Decatur.
It's a new year, new deal at First National Bank. Right now, till the end of January, the Quality Bank is offering personal and business auto rates as low as 1.99% APR on 2020 to 2022 model vehicles. Start the new year off in a new car, truck, or SUV of your dreams. Qualified buyers can take advantage of these new deal special low rates until the end of January on a single vehicle or even a fleet. Roll into 2022 in a new ride at a low rate from First National Bank, the Quality Bank. Happy New Year from FNB.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, both Brady and Rodgers, a question mark, right?
Yeah, you know, and I think very different situations. You know, I don't know what they're going to do. I'm not sure they know at this point what they're going to do. And this close to the after the end of the season, you can't blame either one of them for wanting to, you know, breathe a little bit and think about it. It's a big decision. In Tom Brady's case, he has commented on it and said that his family will play a role in it. And sometimes you hear that and you kind of don't believe it. You don't believe the wife is going to have a vote. But in his case, I think it's a little bit different. I can see Giselle certainly having a say in it, or at least expressing her preference and having that matter. And, you know, we'll see what he wants to do. I think, if he's just a bachelor, I think he probably wants to just keep playing. You know, he's playing great. Why not? But he does have other considerations there. Aaron Rodgers' situation is different. Money's a factor. They're $44 million over the salary cap. They want people to restructure their contracts. I'm betting he doesn't want to restructure his. Devontae Adams is a factor. You know, can they afford to bring him back? And maybe he's just in the mood for change. The more conversations I hear about the Denver Broncos, the more I think that might make sense for him. It sounds a lot like Peyton Manning. But and the other factor is, how do the Packer fans view him, or how does he think the Packer fans view him? Because there were some people really upset after their weekend playoff loss. And so we'll see how all that goes into it. And then one other NFL note, the Bears have got to be getting close on their search for a head coach and general manager. I know they're going to give a second interview to Matt Eberflus tomorrow. He's the defensive coordinator for the Indianapolis Colts. And Bill Polian, who's helping them conduct their search, has been pushing for a tandem of Morocco Brown as the general manager and Matt Eberflus as the head coach. Those guys work together at Indianapolis. Morocco Brown actually has a history with the Bears. He was in their personnel department several years ago. But after that second interview tomorrow, I wouldn't be surprised if we hear a decision announced on Thursday or Friday.
All right, my friend, have a great day. Apologize again for the inconvenience there at the beginning. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Here, if you're the NFL, this may be the only time that I can recall where they go, about Brady and Rodgers.
What do you mean?
I mean, they don't care if they retire.
Because they're so loaded.
Yes. I mean, this is the whole, I don't know if you heard that news story at the bottom of the hour, Neil Young, you know, threatening Spotify with Joe Rogan. Look, God bless you. You're Neil Young. You're 800 years old. No one even knows who you are. You think Spotify's taking your threat over Joe Rogan? Joe Rogan's an idiot, but he's got hundreds of millions of listeners.
Yeah, he's their main star.
But it's like he's like Aaron Rodgers in this. I mean, he's like, you can have Joe Rogan or you can have Neil Young. What do you think Spotify is going to choose?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're entrenched with Neil Young, but I mean, Aaron Rodgers is still the MVP of the league.
No, I get that. But he's also doubled down on the crazy train. Oh, he's not a team player. He played awful over the weekend. Then let's go over here to the other side, where for the first time in history, two quarterbacks, opposing quarterbacks, both threw for more than 300-plus passing yards, both threw for 3-plus passing touchdowns, zero interceptions between the two of them. They both rushed for 50-plus yards in a game. That's never happened in the history of the NFL.
They're both awesome.
No, but so the NFL's going, all right, see ya.
Right. Yeah, we've got this covered. Joe Burrow, throw him in the mix. And I'm these young guys.
I'm a huge Tom Brady fan. Yeah, you are. But I'm just saying, you know, at this point, you know, you had the one last chance. You did everything you could. You brought back from, you know, down 20 points and tied it and did everything. But this is now a young man's game.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a bunch of young quarterbacks.
A bunch.
That, I mean, you could be watching the Chiefs and the Bills for 10 years do this.
Exactly right. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Be interesting to see where they both land. Tom Brady's got a seat if he wants it.
And Tom Brady it will do one thing for sure. He'll go out with class. Mm-hmm. I really do believe. I think Aaron Rodgers is getting crazier by the day.
Yeah, he had a pretty weird interview yesterday talking about the fake White House and stuff like that. I mean, he's just being very self-destructive, even if it's okay to feel how you want to feel.
No, here's what he's doing. He's hearing from the lunatic fringe that are backing him up when everybody else is knocking him down. And so he is like doubled down into that audience.
Into his comfort zone.
Well, that's because everybody will go attaboy.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, all of that doesn't matter nearly as much as how he played this weekend.
Right.
Right? You're the MVP. You got to beat. Well, actually, it was, this weekend.
Yep.
I'm getting,
right.
It feels like it was 100 weeks
it
ago.
It does feel like it, because that was the first one.
You got to beat the 49ers.
Yeah, he should have done that. He should have been able
at
to
home.
Do that. Right.
Right? So, I mean, I think all the other crazy stuff, sure, it adds to it. But after a while, you will be Neil Young at their age. Well, Spotify can have Rogan or they can have Young, but they can't have both. All right, Neil. Tell us how that works out for you.
You know, just thinking, forecasting this down the road, you look at a lot of quarterbacks that are really good at talking about the game, Troy Aikman, Tony Romo, you can go on and on, that mm-hmm. have careers. Aaron Rodgers, if you take away the crazy,
that's a big part
I mean, just for a moment, yeah. Just for a moment, you know, made his way onto TV with Jeopardy, had some good reception, all that. He could go into being a commentator.
He could. But you know what
Troy Aikman?
Okay, but do you know what Troy Aikman and Tony Romo have in common?
What's that?
Likeability.
That's what I was saying.
And Aaron Rodgers does not.
That's where I was going with this.
And if you give him a hot mic and no script.
It's trouble.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying is when he becomes the older guy, is he embraced the same way the other ones are?
I don't think so.
I agree on that.
I listen, my buddy told me, you know, who has worked around these guys for, you know, years and that, I mean, from get go, that Aaron Rodgers was the biggest jerk in football. I mean, literally, this is before anybody had any question about him.
I had similar stories from people that worked with the Packers.
And he's 38 years old. I mean, I know he's not Brady's age, but nobody's Brady's age.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is the one off that you're not ever going to, I don't think, repeat. 44.
Probably not.
Competing to go to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't know. I watched that week, you know, this last weekend. There are a ton of superstars ready to be superstars. And they're likable.
They are very likable.
All right. Hey, Dale Coley is going to join us next. We'll get a preview of tonight's Pharmacy Facts with Friends, and we'll do that on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
Celebrate the new year in style with new furniture and bedding from your Decatur Ashley Furniture Store. For a limited time, save up to 30% off or receive up to 5 years of 0% financing on all the latest styles in furniture and accessories for your home. $3 million of furniture and bedding are in stock and available for immediate pickup or delivery. Start the new year off with a good night's sleep on a new Tempur-Pedic mattress. Tempur-Pedic mattresses are the most highly recommended mattresses in America. Get your Tempur-Pedic mattress now and receive up to $300 in Ashley cash, or take a test drive on the all-new purple mattresses that have just arrived. Remember, 30% off for up to 5 years with 0% financing. Happy New Year from your Decatur area Ashley Furniture Home Store, located at 3705 North Water Street in front of Target. Ashley Furniture Home Store in Decatur. This is home.
For the third year in a row, Millikan University has earned their ranking as the number one best regional college in Illinois from U.S. News and World Report. Millikan's innovative, hands-on approach to education, 97% graduate success rate, and their thriving student body are just the start of why they are consistently top-ranked. Millikan University is looking for the next generation of courageous and confident leaders to continue to set them apart year after year. Make it Millikan. Submit your free application for admission at millikan.edu/apply.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Tuesday. Each and every Tuesday evening at 5 o'clock, you can listen to Pharmacy Facts with Friends. Dale Coley in the studios with us this morning. A little chilly out there.
It is real chilly.
Got like some extra layers coming in. Usually Dale's all laid back. He was ready to go.
I am ready to go.
All right. I know Dr. David Fletcher is going to be back with you tonight, and there's been some updated booster recommendations, particularly for people who are immunocompromised. These are the folks when you see hospital numbers of people who are vaccinated, and it's still the vast majority are unvaccinated, but the ones who are people that usually fall into this category, right?
Yes, and they're very much at risk.
Can I get you to pull that microphone up just a little bit closer?
Sure.
There. Thank you.
They are very much at risk, Brian, and that's the biggest issue that you've got going with this thing. All those underlying conditions, even if you're vaccinated and you've got underlying conditions, you're still at risk. So they're talking right now that the CDC is talking about adding a fourth booster, a fourth shot, which would be a booster, and that's going to be it's going to be a wave of the future type situation. I think we're going to be getting vaccinated every year for the COVID. I think that's the way it's going to be.
This frustrates me because I can just already hear what people are doing with this information on social media. Let's break this down. The booster as it exists now seems to be the biggest defense against Omicron in healthy people that don't have suppressed immunization systems, that aren't cancer patients or people that are going through
underlying conditions.
And you can see this. I mean, the math is simple. So you're probably, if you're out there in relatively good health without these underlying conditions, okay with that booster shot. There are other people that even with the booster, and the booster, by the way, we're a very small percentage. I mean, if you look at the country and the state of Illinois, high into the double vaccination rates, the booster rates are still fairly low, just because of timing and all of that. So, this isn't conflicting evidence. You've done this a long time. You learn as you go and you get smarter. And as these variants pop up, and because the virus learns too, and it's doing everything it can to survive.
The virus pivots a lot. And so we've got to be able to do that also. That's the important thing.
That doesn't mean that what we said 3 months ago was lying to somebody. No. It means you learn.
And I think when people thought that if you got the vaccination, that was all it was going to be. And we didn't realize how severe this virus was.
Well, and also with 50% of the people in this county getting vaccinated, you're not going to keep this thing from mutating and let it die out.
Absolutely. But it's one of the most frustrating things that I've come across in my years in pharmacy is talking to people that are very, very intelligent people and understand things, but they're just afraid that maybe the vaccine, it hasn't been proven in this type of situation. And I'm telling you, this is the safest vaccine we've had rolled out in a long time. And that comes from Dr. Fletcher and all the physicians and the professionals that are involved.
There was a study in Israel that I read this week that they examined the people who had reactions to they did a blind study of like that there is a placebo effect, that they found that 2/3 of the people who reported reactions were not even given the actual vaccine. I mean, it was a mental thing, and yet those numbers are tiny, and yet there's still fear. And I get it, and fear is probably a lot better talked to than yelled at. I get that as well. Mm-hmm. But I just don't know when you quit trusting Dale Coley or Dr. Fletcher or the hospitals and started believing some guy in a lab coat who's a chiropractor in St. Louis.
That's on YouTube videos. That's where the frustrating part became, because I, as you know, early on in this whole situation, I was on the fence about it. Just, you know, how quickly this was rolled out, because I'm an old guy and I've seen, you know, vaccines and things like this take years to get developed. These were developed very, very quickly, but they were developed because there was a lot of money put in there and helped that get by.
And how they were developed, that research had been done. I mean, it wasn't all created from scratch.
No, it wasn't. And Dr. Fletcher enlightened me. It took about two sessions to sit down and talk to him for 10, 15 minutes. And he let me understand what was going on. And that's what I implore everybody to do. Get with your doctor. Give us a healthcare professional that you trust and go through all the pluses and minuses of the vaccine. To me, that's very, very important. The other side of the coin to me is the treatments. We have not had a big priority on the treatment side of things. And that's one of the things that I think you're going to see a lot more of things coming down the pike. Given everyone, the majority of the people are going to get the virus, if you believe that scenario, which I do, then we've got to figure out not only ways that we protect them by the vaccines to keep it as mild as possible, but also how are we going to treat these patients. And that's what you're going to see rolling out in the next few weeks.
All right. Talk to me about antibodies and antivirals.
And the monoclonal antibodies that are out there, and you're seeing that there's a lot of places that are having these, and they have had them, and now they're not available anymore. And it's got to be in a specific time frame that you're going to be doing these monoclonal antibodies. Not everybody is going to be needing those type of things. So you need to be very, very early talking to your healthcare professionals and seeing if that's what's going to happen. We've got a lot of different things coming down the pike. Right now, it doesn't look like Illinois is going to be first on the list to get a lot of these treatment plans. And so we've just got to be patient about this thing and make sure that we're ready whenever they're here for us to be available to us.
All right. And then what about the home test kits and the free masks? Are you guys playing a role in that? The government's rolling that out.
They're rolling that out, and we're going to have those available to us. We don't have those yet. They're supposed to be sometime after the first of the month that those are going to be rolling out so individual pharmacies and places like this can have those. Again, it's the federal government doing this type of thing. They're doing their best, but it's a slow process, and there's a lot of work to be done on this to get these masks and all the supplies available at this point here.
All right. If we look at the numbers released yesterday, there were on Friday 326 positive, Saturday 194, Sunday 141, and we lost three more residents. The youngest, a male in his 40s.
40. Yeah.
I think there's a couple of things. Sometimes the national news drives the narrative, and we talk about, you know, it hit New York first, so they've kind of peaked and are going the right way. Even Illinois looks like the numbers have peaked and going the right way, but that doesn't mean that in Macon County it's doing that yet. Hopefully we're heading in that direction.
Correct. And I'm still – get vaccinated. If you haven't been vaccinated, get vaccinated, because we've got to get those numbers up to 75-80%. Before you're going to be safe, in my mind, in Macon County.
We're nowhere near that.
Nope. We are barely halfway there.
All right. Let's end with something fun. You guys have, because you do just, you know, they're not just a pharmacy, although they're that. You can go in there and shop for days.
You can do that. Lauren and Rita and Alyssa were down in Atlanta at the gift show last weekend, the weekend before last, and we got our first new product in called Clean Freak.
I just wanted to, I waited this entire interview just to hear you say Clean Freak.
Yeah, and I think my daughter put that in there for
me. K-L-E-A-N.
Yeah, Clean Freak Freak Body Wipes, and they're refreshing, individually packed, and they're really, really good, because they help the skin, you know, when you're doing a lot of, using a lot of antiseptic and things like this. conditioning sometimes dries out the skin. These refresh the skin. They're mobile. You can put them in your gym bag. You can put them in your purse. You can take them with you. And they're very affordable. And it's just one of those things that you should have on yourself all the time. They're washing the hands, and hand sanitizers and things like this kind of take the
a lot of alcohol. Yes,
a lot of alcohol. It dries out the skin. So
12 for 15 bucks. Dale never leaves home. His purse always has a clean freak in it.
My car does.
Yeah. All right. Tonight it's 5 o'clock. We look forward to it, Dale. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Ron.
Best to the family, Dale Coley, and Pharmacy Facts with Friends. You can hear it tonight live at 5 o'clock. If you miss it, podcast is always available at nowdecatur.com or wherever you get your podcast, including now Amazon. I mean, we're on every. Should we send a threatening letter to Spotify?
Yeah, I don't know what for.
Huh? You can have Joe Rogan. You can have Byers and Company. You can't have both. Neil Young. That guy's always been way too self-important. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Car, home, mobile device. We're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. The Macon County Health Department announced 661 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases. There were 326 cases reported Friday, 194 cases reported Saturday, and 141 cases reported Sunday. Officials also reported 3 deaths. The residents were one male in his 90s, one male in his 70s, and one male in his 40s. Anyone who wants to aid in telling the story of our 16th president has the opportunity when the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum will welcome new volunteers at an orientation session on Wednesday, February 16th.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.